There's nothing black and white about war or about those who die in war. Robert E. Lee said, "What a cruel thing war is to fill our hearts with hatred instead of love for our neighbors." Lee knew that about as well as anyone ever could. He was the Confederate commander who led the Army of Northern Virginia in the American Civil War. He knew there was nothing noble about war itself. And I started to think about that when I was working on this Memorial Day sermon, because something occurred to me that had perhaps not occurred to me before. You know, my family fought for the Army of Northern Virginia. So a couple hundred years ago, my ancestors would have been out there with very big guns shooting at, I'm sure, some of your ancestors. And yet, here we all are, gentle, angry people, none of whom would willingly pick up a gun, but some of us who would if forced. War is the bitter end of diplomacy. It's the point at which human beings slaughter their human kindred in the name of country or conquest, defense or domination. And yet war is also the way we protect those things dearest at times. Douglas MacArthur knew the pain of war when he wrote, "The soldier above all others prays for peace. For it is the soldier who must suffer and bear the deepest wounds and scars of war." Across the globe, young people join branches of the military in order to serve their countries. And some of those young people are sent out to fight and they never come home again. There's all kinds of memes out there on the internet about being really tired of old white men finding wars for young men to die in. There's some truth to that. The wounds from war are deep on our world. British poet Richard Aldington, who as a young man served in the military during World War I, Aldington wrote, "We pass and leave you lying. No need for rhetoric or funeral music, for melancholy bugle calls. No need for tears now. No need for regret. We took our risk with you. You died, we live. We take your noble gift, salute the last time those lines of pitiable crosses, those solitary mounds, those unknown graves, and turn to live our lives out as we may. Which of us were fortunate? Who can tell? For you, there's silence and cold twilight drooping and awful desolation over those motionless lands. For us, sunlight and the sound of women's voices, song and hope and laughter and despair and gaiety and love and life. Lost, terrible, silent comrades, we who might have died, we salute you." Memorial Day weekend. Unlike Veterans Day, which remembers every soldier, Memorial Day remembers those who went off to war and never returned. What do we mean when we say remember? Is it just going and looking up a bunch of names or remembering your own honored dead? I don't think so. A few years ago, Reverend Dawn Daniels, who's a UU minister, had read The Force of Character by James Hillman. And Dawn wrote this, and Hillman's book is about the spiritual journey of aging. "We re-remember the story of our lives again and again, reinterpreting and even revising old events in light of new information, experience, and insight." You know, we think through things and we say, "Now I see what really happened," or, "Oh, that's what she meant. Oh, I didn't realize till just this minute what it must have been like for you." And when Hillman writes, he says, memory and imagination intertwine, with memory supplying the raw material of our experience, while imagination draws connection and conclusion about the world and about ourselves. And so our identity is a narrative out of these raw materials and connections over time. What have we seen? What have we done? Who did we seek or find? Who have we been? So if memory is such a big part of our identity, loss of memory can feel like loss of self. And I know I can picture, you know, sand just wiping away, washing things out to sea. It's the way I visualize losing memory. David Keck talked about religion in the context of memory loss and Alzheimer's disease. And he said, religion relies on memory because it creates a coherent story of existence. And it offers us a way to find ourselves in that story. Our personal memory is as fragile and fleeting as our individual life, but our community's memory is long and strong. And eventually our community becomes our memory when we can't keep it for ourselves. He calls it keeping faith through memory. U.U. David Morris, in his book, Do You Remember When?, said, we are held in community and in the world because the community and our loved ones know who we are. They remember us into the world. Terry Pratchett, the writer, said, no one is gone while their name is still spoken. No one is gone. No one is truly dead while someone holds their memory. Memorial Day asks us to remember into the world the stories of those who have fallen. It asks us to re-examine, to re-understand our own experience in light of those who died in the quest to serve our country. Not to agree with the wars they fell in, not to know every detail of their story, but to understand that someone died for that conflict. UU Minister David Pyle, who's a chaplain in the U.S. Army Reserve, wrote this in a letter. I thought I understood the meaning of Memorial Day. I thought the military uniform hanging in my closet taught me the meaning of Memorial Day. I thought that growing up as the child of a soldier and the grandchild of a sailor taught me the meaning of Memorial Day, but I was wrong. I sensed the meaning of Memorial Day, he writes. He said, a few years ago, I preached a sermon about standing at the Vietnam wall with my father. I watched him trace names of friends on that wall. It was the only time I ever saw tears in his eyes. And I saw my grandfather visit the Punch Bowl World War II Memorial in Hawaii. And I saw those same silent tears. I thought I knew the meaning of Memorial Day, but I did not. Not until my wife came and told me that the television news had just reported the death of my friend, military partner, and former roommate in the Al Anbar province of Iraq on December 6, 2006. It was not until I realized that I too would one day have a name to trace across a memorial somewhere, the name of Travis Patriquin, that I learned the meaning of Memorial Day. David went on to say, while I do not believe in a spiritual place called hell, I think General William Tecumseh Sherman was right when he said war is hell. It's a hell that exists in this time, in this world, not in some metaphysical afterlife. And I wish with all my heart we could rid ourselves of it. I wished for the day to come when we no longer send our young men and women off to walk through that hell. I wish for the day when our problems were solved by meeting and not by killing. It's rarely those who should be meeting that instead face the killing. I wish with all my heart for military forces to become a tool of peace and not a weapon of war. So we remember the dead today and tomorrow and every day, not because we knew them, but because each of them and all of them died serving a country we share, a constitution that we share, serving the whim and the will of politicians that we as a people allow to be elected into office. We are here today in this church worshiping freely, in part because of those who died in the Revolutionary War. We are here because of those who laid down their lives in the Great Civil War and in World War I and in World War II. We are here in these pews because of all those who did not come back from Korea and Vietnam and Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and Somalia and thousands of other little wars declared and undeclared. We are in part because they were. And today we remember and we honor their lives. And hopefully we agree to fight against the hell that is war. We are because they were. And today we remember. These are the words of Heather K. Janiels in her prayer poem, Called by Loss, Called by Peace.
We come this day called by war, called by the suffering we inflict and endure. When minds across borders fail to reason and compromise.
We come this day called by loss, called by the deaths of those who serve in our name, those whose lives end before their natural course in service to a cause greater than their own.
We come this day called by hope, hope that we will, in some season, finally surrender our swords for plowshares.
And we come this day called by peace. May we hear its song. May we proclaim its promise. May our remembrance today renew our struggle. We can never stay or rest. May we honor the memory of our faithful dead here in our land, here in their land, here in every land, forever.